It is the Joe and Alex Show. Radio Now 100.9. Man, I feel like today was a decent show. Like, if I had to grade us, I would say it was at least a C plus.
We're getting back into the swing of things after, you know, a nice Thanksgiving. And I'm sure that you are, too, as you're getting back to work today and whatever you have going on.
You know what I like to do? I like to put people on the spot.
Uh-oh.
What's your name, dude? Coming in here today to Job Shadow. If you want to get into radio or at least learn about it, you got to be awkwardly close to the microphone. Not me, but what's your name?
Austin.
All right, Austin, you got to Job Shadow today with your pops?
Yeah.
All right, what's your dad's name?
Andrew.
All right, cool. Now, I think Andrew probably had more fun than you did almost. Like, he was behind me the whole time. He's like, hey, man, can I get a copy of that Adobe you got right there? Now, what did you think? You listened to the Joe and Alex Show. What was it like actually being here in person and kind of seeing how we do things behind the scenes?
It was pretty fun, and I thought it was really interesting.
So, do you think you're going to pursue a career in radio now?
Maybe. I don't know.
He's not sure. He's unsure after hanging around Joe for a full morning.
We absolutely ruined it. Anybody you'd want to give a shout out to? Once again, I said I'm putting you on the spot, but if you want to do your school, maybe somebody you got a crush on, whatever, you can do that right now. You know, shoot that shot.
Everyone at Cardinal Ritter.
Woo-hoo!
And Patrick and Jacob.
Yay! Patrick and Jacob made the cut.
You just got him in trouble, Joe, because he told everyone he's homesick.
Oh,
yeah. Well, I mean, he is sick. We're talking to him through Skype right now.
Yeah.
Like, I meant he came into the studio via Skype. So, well, thank you and your dad for coming on in here. We really appreciate that. The youth guys, they say we do nothing. We say we're the, what did they say we are for a show? Like, we're the least helpful show in Indy or something?
What?
I don't know.
What?
I haven't heard that.
Oh, it's big, yeah.
What are you talking about?
I'm making things up. I don't know.
I saw a news article in the paper that said radio's going gray.
Oh yes, I saw that.
What does that mean? Like
that?
People that like are doing old? Radio are old?
It means like millennials aren't doing radio shows and millennials aren't listening.
Well, guess what?
This whole show is millennials.
That's right.
Actually, it lives like Generation Z.
No, I'm a millennial.
She's a millennial.
She's something.
I'm a millennial.
No generation wants to claim her.
She's in the middle.
Hey. I'm Generation Live. I'm Generation L.
Generation Live sounds like your first rap album.
Wait, that might be a heat. I need to get in the studio.
You need
ASAP.
To be some straight fire right there.
Tell yourself that.
That's one thing that I love about our audience, because we have everybody of every age. We have millennials. We have grandparents that listen to the show. Like, I just love it when you talk about killing people on Mondays for Murder Monday.
We have like 7-year-olds that are obsessed with Murder Monday.
Actually, it's more little kids than older kids.
It's like, well, if my parents don't give me what I want, I'm just saying.
No, nobody said that. I guess they just like it. I mean, I was a little baby murderino. When I was like 3 and 4 years old.
Bizarre.
Yep.
I'm gonna take that drop. You were a baby murderer, you just said?
Baby murderino.
It's the same thing. So you guys got anything cool going on today? I'm trying to like trick my wife into not watching Elf, but that's like my big game plan is just continue like getting that transitional stuff from Thanksgiving. I raked up all the leaves and I gotta do boring crap at home like getting ready for Christmas. I probably have to bring the fake tree out of the basement.
I'm desperately due for a after Thanksgiving, post Thanksgiving manicure. So that is
my...
Let me see him.
Throw him up. Oh, God!
Hideous.
Whoa, what
okay,
are those?
All right. Calm down.
What are those? Liv.
I'm going to go home and nap because I'm not going to lie. I'm feeling a little hungover from the Colts game yesterday.
I saw you out there. I get worried about her. I'm like, will she make it in on Monday? Probably
not.
Hey,
I made it in.
You were obviously drunk. Like, from your story, it was like, look at my seats. And then, like, I'm the biggest Colts fan. I was like, she's drunk.
Yeah, I was drunk. What can I say? I had fun, though.
Hey, Andrew Luck, come over here. Maybe you'll get lucky.
That was one of her posts.
I know. It was
no,
really...
it was not. It said, I'm so lucky. Ha ha, get it. It didn't say Andrew Luck was going to get lucky.
So
watch it.
Corny. Drunk corny.
And pork chop, you already left the studio once today. What do you got going on today?
I'm moving today. No more living downtown.
Oh, wow. Is that a good thing or
where
a bad thing?
Where are you going to be living?
I'm moving into Chase's aunt's house for a week.
Which was where?
What?
She lives in Fishers, so shout out to Aunt Carlin.
Well, look at you moving on up. What's next, Carmel?
No, I found a spot to live, Binford Boulevard.
Okay, let's not give our address out on the radio.
Well, it's a big boulevard.
What's your social security number, too? Go ahead, we're listening.
Jeez.
We got a life alert endorsement?
You're moving to Castleton. Good grief.
What's this guy?
My apartment number is 2.
My security question in the elementary school I went to was this. God.
Oh, what is wrong with you?
I don't know.
Big dummy. All right. We got to say goodbye. If you missed anything today, make sure you check out JoanAlexShow.com. You can see Murder Monday up there and everything else that we did today. Alex, Live the Web Girl, producer Pork Chop, where everybody knows where he lives now, and myself, Joe, let's say goodbye.
Bye. Bye.